Testing, 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 testing. Girls and gays. Woo. Okay, I think we're good. Hello, like I said, hello, girls and gays, and anyone else who happens to stumble on this kind of sorry excuse for a podcast. Yes, I know, another white boy with a podcast. Can I come up with something else? Can I come up with something else? Because we've heard it all before. Nothing new, nothing to change, like that Jasmine Masters video. Anyways, so yes, I wanted to record something, but as I'm sitting here right now, I have a reason to record something because I went through a tumultuous experience today that I will get into in a second. But before I begin, thanks to the people who have listened thus far, I'm gonna, holding myself accountable that I am allowing myself to let this podcast grow. I've been my own worst enemy when it comes to this, and that's enough to talk about that. I don't want to talk about myself for too long. So the tumultuous journey, or experience today. So I get home from work. I work at I'm a barista at Starbucks, which is a whole other thing we could talk about. I don't know if I shared with that yet on here, but yes. You know what? If I'm being completely honest, I do not particularly enjoy a lot of aspects of it. However, it is still a job, and I'm still thankful that I am employed. And it does pay decently, I guess, compared to like other jobs that are like in its genre, I guess. So I'm thankful for that. Don't get it twisted. Nobody like I'm very thankful and blessed and happy and feel lucky that I do have a job because some people wish they had a job, period. But there are definitely a lot of aspects I don't like. There's coworkers I do like. It's like any other job. There's coworkers I do like and not, you know what I mean? And there's different parts of it and aspects of it that aren't as bad as others. Anyways, so I came home from work. I got off around 1. Like I came home around 1:40 because I had to get gas on my way home because I had 8 miles left when I got into the gas station. So I got gas and then I came home and I went into work at like 7:45, which a.m. in the morning, which isn't that early compared to like other shifts at the store because we open at 4 a.m. or we open at 4:30, we had to get there at 4. Oh my God, no one cares about all these nuances. Anyways, so I was there in the morning, which, wasn't super early, but earlier for some people. And I didn't really eat anything because I don't like eating stuff from Starbucks because, I don't like feeding into the beast, as I like calling it. So yeah, I didn't eat anything. And I had food at home anyways. And also like I try to be as vegan as I possibly can, but there obviously are situations where, my friends, we go out like a couple days ago, my friends and I went to Raising Cane's, so we had Raising Cane's, and I just don't like inconveniencing other people, and so like I'll like take the bullet, I guess, which I don't know, maybe it speaks for my morals or ethics, but like I think it also like holding yourself accountable is fine, but like, if you're in a setting and like people are cooking for you or whatever, like you all are making plans to go eat somewhere, I really like don't want to be that person, like, oh, I can't. Because of this, unless I absolutely have to, like obviously I have like a allergy, that's different. But like, I don't want to let like a lifestyle choice truly negatively inhibit other people in my life. If that makes sense. Anyways, so I came home and because again, I try to be as vegan as possible. I like to call myself a flexitarian, which is more meaning you're flexible with being a vegetarian. But I try to be as vegan as possible, so I don't eat dairy or meat, obviously. And so I wanted tofu because I bought tofu yesterday. And I didn't just want to eat tofu. I mean, obviously I season it all and I cook and all this stuff, but I wanted to, have something else with a little bit. So I had these peppers that I bought from Sprouts Market. It's just this like mix of these like peppers, and I like sauteed them in a skillet, like with my tofu. And I was eating it after I finished cooking it and I was drinking my water. And I pretty much didn't realize that you aren't supposed to maybe eat like 11 of these hot peppers because, cut to me, midway through my meal, and I knew something was up because I got full way too fast, like way too fast. And I was like, oh, my stomach hurts. Didn't really like started sitting right with me. So then, cut to, I start freaking out. I start panicking. I start drinking hella water, obviously beforehand because for my stomach are hurting because it was obviously hot. And I actually do like, I don't know if this, I mean, I actually do talk about it a lot. I actually really love spicy food. Like I can eat it all the time. But anyway, so I just think I hadn't eaten anything all day. I was also kind of dehydrated. I wasn't drinking a lot of water today. And I ate literally like just 11 peppers that were like, I don't know. It was just, yeah, it was a lot. So cut to me, literally, and I shouldn't have said literally, I kind of ruined it. But cut to me. Well, when I'm on my bed, I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. And I feel like I'm overheating for some reason. I don't know. This is like so white of me. This is so white of me. This is why I didn't want to tell anyone of this. But like, it's a funny story. So like, I start feeling sick, right? And I'm sitting on my bed. And I'm like, oh my God, this is not right. So I think I'm like, I kind of know. I'm like, oh my God, I think it's because like the food, like the peppers are really, really hot. So I then run to my bathroom. And oh my God, this is really gross. So maybe, you know what, fast forward, like, a couple minutes if you don't want to hear this. And I start trying to like vomit, but like I wasn't really like it wasn't like nausea or nosh whatever, like wasn't vomit, but like I did kind of throw up a little bit. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm dying. I literally just like collapsed to the floor. And I'm like, oh my God. And I, of course, you know, I'm a millennial. My fucking phone is attached to my wrist, pretty much. I have my phone in the bathroom, and I'm like, oh my God. And a part of me was like, oh my God, do I call 911? Because I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. Did I mention that I promise you that I have never felt that? Like my whole stomach was just like I felt like it was about to explode, and because it was super acidic-y, and even like I don't know, it was just like, and even the spices and other stuff I put on my, like the way I season my tofu, like also really acidic-y. And I was drinking pineapple juice with it, which apparently after talking, we'll get to that in a second. Like I would just really fucked up my stomach, like brutally fucked up my stomach. And so I'm literally like on the ground, like I can't even stand up. I cannot even stand up. And I like my water, I left my water bottle in my room, and I'm just like, oh my God, what do I do, what do I do? And part of me was like, oh my God, like I like started getting dizzy, you know when you start getting dizzy, like the corners of your vision kind of get a little like black or like foggy. Like I was like, oh my God, like I genuinely, I didn't think I was gonna die, but I didn't think I was in grave danger. And so I call my dad, because my dad is a emergency room surgeon, you know, he saves lives or whatever. And I was like, I literally, my dad was like, my dad ends up the call like, sup Jake, because he called me Jake, which I don't get why, because I don't like being called Jake anyways. But like, oh my God, I need to check my privilege. I have a lot of other worse things that could happen, but I don't particularly like being called Jake, okay? But it's fine, I love my dad, so he can call me whatever the fuck he wants, period. Except maybe, no, anyways, I was gonna say something, but anyways. So he's like, oh, sup Jake, and I'm like, I'm dying. I was like, Dad. And he was like, what's up? And he was like, and I tried to like, I couldn't even talk. Like my stuff, like I promise you guys, like I'm being the least most dramatic as possible right now. Like maybe, you know what, I could have bucked up or whatever the phrase is, but like I was like truly like nauseous. And then I was like still like I was able, like when I was throwing up a little bit, I actually did like some of the like what I was eating did come up, but I think I was like really forcing like stuff to come out of my stomach. And like my stomach was just like, oh my God, so acidic-y, so acidic-y. And he was like, what's up? And so I was explaining to him, I was like, I ate these peppers, da, 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 da. And he was like, and at first he thought I was like out, like at like a restaurant or something. He's like, oh, and this is like at 3 p.m. so I don't know. But he was like, oh, are you like in public right now? I was like, no, I'm just at home. I just like was cooking peppers and like I don't know, like I ate like 11 of them and like my stomach. Oh my God. And so then he was like, okay, well, like he was like, well, do you have any like this, that, or medicine? I was like, Dad, I don't have medicine. Like, I just like, I don't know. He's like, okay, well, do you have milk? And I'm like, I do, but it's not mine because it's my roommate's. And he's like, okay, do you have water? And I was like, it's in my room. Like, I literally was being kind of annoying. And I'm open. I'm admitting that because I need to be again self-aware. Self-awareness is so like chef's kiss, so important. And so, like, I ended up, like, practical. I also took off the long sleeve I was wearing in the bathroom because I literally was overheating. I was wearing this black, like, I don't know if you guys know the band, or, well, they're kind of a band. Not really. They're just two singers, two musicians called Hone, Honne. And I have this, like, merch from them when I saw a concert with them back in, like, October-ish or September-ish. And it's, like, one of my favorite long sleeves to wear because it's just, like, a casual, like, thing if you're home, like, not doing anything and just comfortable. And I was wearing it when I was eating, and I took it off because I literally was like sweating. I was like sweating. That again, I don't know if that's just because like how white I am. That like I started, and you know what's so funny? I was in Sprouts, and you know like the super super super, I forgot what they're called. Like the super super, like people would do them in challenges and stuff, like those type of peppers. It was like, I don't know if it was that exact brand, but one that was like, it sounded very similar to it. And I was like, oh my God, I should get those. And so imagine, I just got these regular mixed peppers. Like, I mean, they were like, they said they're like more spicy than the average ones on there or whatever, on the little box. But imagine if I got like the super ultimate spicy, whatever the fuck ones. I think I would have been in the hospital. My dad said I probably like fucked up the lining of my stomach just a little bit, like nothing, just something temporarily. Anyways, so then I'm like, I go drink a little bit of milk, and I like again like at this point like the flexitarian in me jumped out because I didn't give a fuck. I was like, all right, you know what? I gotta drink this cow titty milk. Gotta drink this cow titty milk because I'm not about to just like die, even though I didn't think I was gonna die, but you get the point. And so then I drink a little bit, and it immediately, oh my God, it immediately like starts helping my stomach, but like I still feel like ugh. And then like I can like the milk, it's so crazy. Like my stomach was literally like a general chemistry college like class with like acid and basic, because I literally started feeling my stomach like having a reaction to, because there's just so like much acid in my stomach. And I was like, oh my God. I could feel it, and it like neutralized it, like, you know, whatever type of thing. And I was like, oh my God. So it did help for a little bit. And I'm still like, oh my God. And so I'm like on the phone with my dad, and my dad's like, okay, like you go, like I kind of gotta go, because he was like doing something with my mom and my sister in fucking Alaska. Because mind you, a little bit of a tangent here, I'm gonna go on a cosine and sine for a second. It's like I like to say, you know, the whole right triangle, the whole isosceles, you know, the whole obtuse. Anyways, my sister just finished her 70-day nonprofit charity bike ride with Texas 4000 called, oh, Texas 4000, what the hell. Yes, it's a nonprofit called Texas 4000, where they rode 4000 miles this summer for the last 70 days from Austin, Texas to Anchorage, Alaska. And she just finished that. And so not my family, well, I wish we were all able to go, but then I'm kind of glad that I didn't go, because I'll get into other the reasons why. Because, you know, I've had a good last couple of days. If I don't, like, hate to, like, I don't know if I'm just built like that, or, no, but, God, I'm annoying. They were out in Alaska, which is why I'm so happy that they answered, because I don't know, they've been like kind of busy like going to like events and stuff for the nonprofit, because it's like a whole week of things ever since they finished it or whatever the last like, yeah. So congrats to my sister for doing that, for legit. I promise you, no exaggeration. She rode 4,000 miles in the last 70 days, so it's about 50 to 70 miles every single day, and all across North America. Like, she went through Canada back to Alaska, and it was impressive. And so they were there, and so my dad was like, okay, I kind of gotta go, whatever. And I was like being like, I was like, dad, I just really need to talk to someone right now, because I needed someone to calm me down. Like, I just needed someone to calm me down, because I still felt very like overwhelmed, because I'm not being dramatic. I feel like I have a decent pain tolerance. I have not felt that much pain, that much bodily pain, that much like internal pain in so long. Like, I feel like that was like truly completely internal pain, whereas like let's say if like I stubbed my finger, or like you know what I mean, like that's like more of an external type of pain, you know. Like, this was like all internal, and like, oh my God, like I whew. Yeah. But then so then I literally just lay down, and oh my God, cut to also I'm on the floor in my kitchen, and my roommate walks back in. I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, it was just so embarrassing, but he didn't ask anything. But I was like dying, I literally was dying, because I couldn't even stand up, because I was like, oh my God. Anyways, yeah. And then for the next couple of hours, you know, I tried to drink a little bit more water, drank just a little bit of milk. I threw up again, which literally, oh my God, this is so gross. Oh, should I say this? Pretty much some of the peppers came back up in my stomach, because my stomach was not digesting the peppers and not digesting the tofu that I was eating, because it was just really, everything was spicy. And I put spicy like seasoning on my tofu too. So like, and I part and oh my God, I'm just a mess. I really, me loving spicy food really came back to bite me hard. And so yeah. And then I took a nap. I listened to meditation music to calm me down while I was literally like, oh my God, in my bed. That was that. And I think I talked about that enough. That was 14 minutes of me explaining, you know, my tumultuous reasoning for me recording. And then I had to go to the nearby CVS to get, what was it called? I wrote it down. My dad told me to get it, because I was on the phone with him after I like had my little, like, you know, tumultuous journey. I had to buy like my Lanta, which is like this acidic, like it just pretty much reduces if you're having like an acidic stomach. Oh my God, no one cares. Anyways, but yeah. And you know, it's a sad day when you have to go into the dietary section of a CVS to pick up that. Like, oh my God, I literally took a picture of it. But I was in aisle 12, which is adult nutrition, digestive health, and laxatives. Those are the three little key like highlight points of aisle 12. And I literally was like, this is the sad day when you have to go into that. Yeah, so that was that. And then now I'm just eating rice because my dad told me I can't eat any spicy food for about 2 days because like to let my stomach kind of recalibrate, if that makes sense, and to take that medicine. So yeah, I'm just eating rice because he said the carbohydrate will help, like, you know, like it's something that I can eat that like won't fuck up my stomach. So yeah, I don't really have an appetite right now anyways. So yeah. So what else did I want to talk about? Oh, I went on a date. I went on two dates this last week. So your boy is still single. No. But I did go on two dates with the same guy. And it's a little bit of a funny story. So the other, I don't know, it was about a week ago. My friend hit me up and was like, wait, I can check the date. How are y'all doing? Let me give a chance to just chill for a sec. Where is his number? I don't have numbers saved. I don't have so many boys' numbers saved. It's so bad. Actually, it's not that bad. It's pretty great. I'm built like that. You know what I mean? I'm built like that. I don't save numbers, you know? Yeah, I really don't. I haven't saved a single number all summer, and I've met a good amount of people. Anyway, so this was Wednesday, and today is what? Monday. So it's like 5 days ago. And on Wednesday, my friend, well, no, on Tuesday night, my friend hit me up to hang out Tuesday night, but I couldn't. And so then we hung out Wednesday, and we both wanted to go to this place called Mendocino Farms, which is like this vegan place. And it's not just vegan, but it has a lot of vegan options and stuff. It's just like healthy, kind of upper, like more expensive. It's like about like $2 or $3 on like the $2 or $3 on Yelp like review type of thing, you know. But it's really good food, and I like going there. And it's like about a couple. It's like 5 miles away from like where I live, and so we wanted to go because I'd taken my friend there one time before. And so we went, we ordered. It's just funny because I don't want to like get into all of it, but like it really was the universe really lined up so naturally for me because we get there and my friend was like, because she gets the regular banh mi and I get the vegan banh mi. And so, but we are in line. And I was like, I don't know, like I don't really want to get the vegan banh mi because I usually get it all the time when I go there. And I've only been there like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 times. But like I've gone other things too. Like, but a majority, like about 3 out of the 6 times I've been there, I've gone the vegan banh mi. And I was like, I don't really want to get it because like it's good, but I just wanted to try something else. And so I got this other like item, right? And my friend was like, oh, what should I get? Like a friend and I, Javin. And Javin was like, oh, like, wait, maybe this. I was like, yeah, I'll get that or whatever. So then she ordered in front of me, and then I ordered what I wanted. And so after I ordered it, I didn't think much of it. And the guy who rang us up was like kind of cute. Like he was cute, but I didn't think much of it. Like, you know, I see cute guys all the time, and bitch, I'm a cute guy too. Like, or not, I'm not as Ricky says, you know, I don't want to be cute. I want to be scrumptious, which I am. Anyways, period. I'm just good looking. Anyways, and I see good looking guys all the time. Anyways, so we sat down, and my friend was like kept bothering me, not bothering me, because we were like catching up because I hadn't seen her like almost 2 weeks, and she was just like, the guy who like kind of is like kind of cute. And I was like, I agree, like, kind of, but I didn't think much of it. And then because the last time we were at Mendocino Farms, there's another cute guy there, and we were joking like, oh my God, what if you left your number dead? And I was like, please don't. Like we were just joking because there's other guy that I thought was cute there. And then my friend was like, okay, what if I actually left your number there? I was like, okay, go ahead. She's like, really? I was like, I don't care, like whatever. And we were both like, what do I have to lose? And so she didn't have a pen, so she had to go ask someone for a pen. So we oh wait, I'm forgetting. So we're waiting for our food, we catch up, whatever, and then my friend gets her food first, and I'm like, okay, that's normal, she ordered in front of me. And then we're waiting for a little bit longer, but like we're just shooting the shit so much, and we're catching up, and we're laughing. I don't mind waiting. Like I'm a very patient person, especially with like service. Like I don't care if I wait like a long time. And then the cute guy who rang us up came by like after I don't know how long, and he was like, oh, did you get your food? And I'm like, oh no, I did. It was like, oh, like what? And then he was like, oh, like what was your order? And I was like, oh, I ordered like whatever item, like the not it was like some sort of chicken thing, right? And so he was like, oh, okay, like, let me go check that for you. And then he's like, do you guys need anything? Like, sorry for the wait, da da da. And then my friend was like, oh my God, my friend was like, hell, like, she like jumped on the fucking free shit. She's like, oh my God, can we get like two of these fucking bags of chips, da da da. And my friend, the cute guy was like, yeah, sure, da da da, like, no problem. And I was like, oh, because I just don't like inconveniencing people. And also, like, he was just kind of cute. I didn't want to like make his life, like, more difficult. So, and then the manager came by like after 5 more minutes and I still hadn't got my food. But like again, my friend and I, we were not pressed and we weren't making a scene, like we weren't being annoying. We literally just kept on talking. I didn't care. And she's like, oh, like have you gotten your food yet? No. I was like, what was the item? Like, what was your name again? So they and then they and then she came back, she's like, okay, like it's on us today, like sorry for the wait or whatever. Like, oh, it's totally okay. But like it was like, thank you. But like, it's like we weren't like being impatient, like you're totally fine. She's like, no, I know, but like sorry for the wait, da da da. So then I got my meal for free and the food was good. And then my friend and I kept talking and she was like, oh my God, you should leave the number, like your number for him. I was like, okay, whatever, just do it for me, like whatever. So we kind of devised a scheme where she was gonna give the number to him or one of his coworkers, and I was pretend that she didn't know she did it. And so she wrote down like she asked the place for a pen, and she wrote on the back of her receipt was like, hey, if you think my guy, if my or my friend with the hat, because I was wearing a hat that day, is cute, text this number. And so I left, like I threw away my stuff, and I just like walked her at my friend's car, and then she gave it to one of the, because the guy we thought was cute went to the back, and so she gave it to one of the coworkers, and then that coworker apparently gave it to him, and then he later texted me, and he texted me later that night, and then we were texting, and so we agreed to hang out the next day on Thursday, and so then we hung out, and he's a Cancer Sun and Cancer Moon. Well, I found that he was a Cancer Moon later towards the end of the first date. But I found out he was a Cancer because I asked him while we were texting and making plans for the next day, Wednesday night. And so then he picked me up and we went to go get food. And then we were just getting to know each other really nice. And then we went to Newport Beach because like the sun was kind of down pretty much. And then we just like talked on the beach for a couple hours. It was really nice. And he was really cool and I enjoyed his company. I could sit here and be like, oh, I didn't like this, I didn't like that, because I do really like him. Not really like him, okay, let's not make it dramatic. He's cool, like I like being around him, but I also like there are some things about him that I don't think would be like a great fit for me, and I think I didn't realize that until the second date we had, which was like yesterday or last night. He's a really, oh, so what's so weird is he actually worked at the same Starbucks that I used to work at back like last year for a couple months, and then he quit because he didn't like it. So I thought it's just weird that like again, like a lot of synchronous, like a lot of similar, like I don't know, I don't want to get into all that because some people like think I'm just like bullshitting things or I'm making stuff up, but a lot of weird things, like when you look at signs in the universe, when the universe or Mother Earth or whatever you want to call it, or God or anything, when it gives you signs, I feel like it's okay to talk about them. You just have to be open to it. Some people like don't like look at something and like, oh, that's a coincidence. Because I really do believe there's no such thing as like a coincidence. There's things that happen for a reason and they give meaning. And oh, excuse me, you have to find a deeper meaning. My acidic stomach came out to jump. Anyways, so I also saw a shooting star that night. And I'm not trying to sound like, oh my God, like it was so romantic, because it was whatever. It was just cool. But there were just weird things that kind of happened. I was like, oh shit, like okay, like this is kind of cool. And the fact that he used to work at my old work, like, and I didn't even know that before I started talking to him. It was just wild. And so then we had a second date, and so he's like a really fast talker. Like, you guys think I'm a fast talker? No, he talks faster than me. And so with that, because he talks a lot, he doesn't really listen. Like, I feel like I'll talk about myself or whatever to him, and he kind of like doesn't really listen. Like, he doesn't like, and I feel like I've realized through talking to him twice this last time, like, or going on 2 dates with him, it made me realize because the value of like being in a conversation with someone and you actually making them feel like you're listening, because I think I definitely have been prone to do that to a lot of my friends or even guys I talk to, where like you kind of think about what you say next instead of truly listening to them. And I feel like this guy did it a lot. And there's nothing, like, again, I'm not here to like bash on a guy who like, I only went on 2 dates with. Like, he's a fine guy. He's a nice person to be around. He's a fun time, and he's kind of funny, and he's good looking and he has a good smile. Anyways, like, but there's that. And then he kind of, like, oh, what's really nice is he doesn't use social media really. Like, he doesn't have Twitter, and he barely uses Instagram. And I think that's great because like I'm someone that like is very like social media centric, you know what I mean? Like I don't really use Instagram that much. I mean, I do, but like I'm not one of those people that like Instagram isn't my go-to. Like my go-to is Twitter, or like I'll use YouTube, or like, you know what I mean? Or Tumblr even. And so like and he doesn't really use any of that, and I respect it because like he just and I don't have his Twitter. We have each other on Snapchat, whatever, but like he doesn't even use Snapchat either, and I don't, you know, Snapchat's like I'm tired of Snapchat. I'm tired of Snapchat. I want to break all my streaks, but I don't want to hurt my friend's feelings. No. I don't know. Anyways, he doesn't use social media. I literally, when he told me that on our first day, I was like, he's like, and I was like, oh my God, no, I love that. Like, I love that because I don't want to, because there's just so many gays that I see, and like, or fellow gays, and there's nothing. It's just funny because like, all Twitter gays, like, we truly and all are the same. You know what I mean? They're all like. Like we all think we have like the best personality, but it's all like we're all recycled. I mean, that's not true, but like, I don't know. Like, it was just nice because it's refreshing being around someone who doesn't use Twitter that often. Because all the other gays I know, like we all use Twitter, you know. And it doesn't, again, I'm not trying to bash on gays because I'm literally a gay. Like I'm not like, I don't want to seem like I'm projecting or anything because I literally love all the gay friends, all the gay guy friends I have, and like whatever, and like all the other gay guys I know, you know, like they're all cool. Like I never really met like too many bad ones, you know what I mean? And so I, but it was just really refreshing because meeting like a really nice guy who like, you know, I kind of do like am attracted to, and he kind of also think like he said I was good looking too and all this stuff, you know, like, and like hypothetically, if we see each other down the line, it would be really refreshing to be with a guy or be with someone who's not into social media because it's just refreshing. And it's like when I'm with him, I'm not on my phone and I'm present and I'm like able to talk about things. And so it's just really nice. And so I've actually, it's funny because I know there's another woman I've talked about before. I think so. Her name is Jackie Schimmel and she has her own podcast, but she's been doing the podcasting business for like a long time. And she's like, she's super, super funny, but she's with a guy. Her husband is used to be is like a music writer, and they're young couples too. Like they're in their 20s or whatever, and he's written songs for One Direction and for Ariana, and like he's in the really big in the music business or whatever. And she like does like kind of reality like show like stuff like with Bravo or whatever, not with anyways. But she talks about how she's more of a social media person kind of, and he's not, and it's really nice because like. Just in this day and age, like there's just so much, it's just so much, it really is exhausting and it feels like overload and feels overwhelming when like everything's social media, da, 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 da. And then there's people like who are social media that aren't just with it. Like they're just people that like my biggest pet peeve is someone's Twitter who's just a retweet panel. It's just like retweet, retweet, tweet, retweet of like all this other random content. And it's like, okay, but what are you making for yourself? And maybe some people are fine with not making their own, like having their own space, you know what I mean? That's why too, like my Instagram is like pictures of me and like that, sure, like maybe that's a little bit like egotistical or whatever, but it's also my Instagram. Like, I don't personally, I don't follow people to be like, oh my God, what are they and their friends doing? Like, I follow them to like look at their feed and look at their aesthetic. You know what I mean? So that's with me. Like, I don't post pictures of my friends. And I have like, I had a coworker the other day that was like, oh, like, because he just added me on Instagram and he's really cool. Like, I like him. Like, you know, and he was like, why don't you have any pictures of you or your friends on your Instagram? I was like, I don't know, it's my Instagram. Like I'm tagged in other pictures. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one who like hides tagged pictures of me. You know, but like. They're just pictures of me that I like, you know, and yeah. And so with my Twitter too, I don't retweet a lot of things. I only retweet like very specific blogs that I really do particularly like, love. And like if I see a funny tweet, like I don't even know if I'll like it. Like I'll see a funny tweet, but like I'm just so exhausted with people like with trends and stuff, and like just not getting that like you shouldn't just be a retweet blog. Like stop being a retweet blog. Like it's so exhausting. And you know what? Maybe that's a pet peeve of me. Maybe that's me being superficial, but it's like, can you come up with something else? Like, can you come up with something else? Because they're the same type of people, like when they get fucking 10 likes on a tweet, they're like, really think they're fucking doing something. You know what I mean? So it's just like, oh, like, okay. I'm gonna take a deep breath and I'm gonna expel all that out because that was, I feel like that was a lot of negative talk, and I'm not trying to be a negative person because I have a lot to be thankful for in my life and a lot. Oh my God, I sound super like fucking head ass right now. I sound like fucking Jack from fuck. No, I'm not trying to compare myself to Jack from Big Brother 21, but like it's I'm treading on lightly on the interview that Jack had with Julie Chen after he was evicted. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Okay. I'm gonna drink some water. Here's a my glass water bottle. Okay. So, yes. Okay, what else have I been up to lately? I'm going home for a couple of days. There's that. I kind of Marie Kondos my whole apartment. Well, my room and like my bathroom. Like I reorganized so much. I have so many clothes I'm going to donate, and I'm so excited because I think a lot of us right here, if you're listening to this, you should go donate some clothes because I think a lot of us have clothes that we don't see, and there's just so many. We have such a homeless problem in this country that people who don't have clothes or don't have enough food or don't have a lot of these like practically first world essential things, if that makes sense. And we should be doing more to help the homeless problem, the homeless crisis that we have, especially like in California, you know? So yeah, there's that. That was really random, but yes. Oh, I wanted to say, take a quick 15 seconds to say happy 6 months to a couple that I not inherently like put together, but it just coincidentally they knew each other because of me, or they got to know it. They met each other through me, and it wasn't like I set them up like that. They just, you know, they started dating, and if they listen to this, which there's a good chance that I probably one of them might because they're really close to me. Happy 6 months. I saw that was your 6 months, and I was like, oh shit, like good for them. And so I'm happy for you guys. But yeah, okay, there's that. Okay, what else? Ooh, my water bottle. She's condensationing. Sure, that's the word. Phrases that I've been really liking lately. Why you built like that? From Bretman Rock. I mean, not from Bretman. I don't know who, but I've seen him say it a lot, which is so funny. Yeah. Oh, so I wanted to talk about some new songs that I've been like listening to lately. It's only like, well, okay. Only like five of them are like new, I guess. But like, okay, because there's just like I put together like it was just random. Like, I put together these six songs that I've been really liking, and like half of them are from like they're only okay. Anyways, I'm just gonna say it. So the first one is Big Fish by Chance the Rapper, really good. The second one is from Bazzi's new album Soul, and it's the song Soul Searching. Bazzi's interesting because like I'm not one of those like hardcore like Bazzi stans, you know what I mean? But like, I actually like his sophomore album that came out really good because it's kind of motivating, like some of the songs and some of the stuff he talks about. And yeah, and then Mood Forever by obviously Beyonce. But that came out like a couple weeks ago. But, like I just that song is just it can stay on repeat. It can stay on repeat. Like that song stays on during sex. You know what I mean? Type of thing. Like that song just stays on. Period. Oh my God, I've been meaning to talk about the word. Hold on. Before I go back to the music. The word period. So I say it all the time lately because it used to be something very popular like about a year ago, but then it kind of became repopular again in the last like. You know, a couple months too. I'm gonna say it was really popular about a year and a half ago. But the very first time I ever heard it, why does it smell like smoke in my apartment? I don't know. Anyways, I think it's from outside because it smelled like smoke outside when I went on my balcony for a quick sec before I recorded this. The very first time I heard anyone say like period type of thing was from, oh my, why am I talking about Big Brother all the time? From Davon Rogers' Big Brother 17, when she was fighting with Audrey, when Davon Rogers was fighting with Audrey Middleton and Jason Roy, those were the main ones in the Have Not Room week one. And Davon said to Audrey, she was like, "Your shit has hit the fan point blank and the period." And so it's just like the word period is just like it just rolls off my tongue. I don't think about it. I say it all the time. You know, I say it all the time when I've consumed. You know, during set. May or may not have a particular age restriction to them, if you get my drift, if I you get my drift, you know what I mean? So yeah, I say it all the time. I say period all the time when I there's people who say period as like they don't say it a lot, but they'll say it because they want to emphasize it. But I say it too much, so I'm kind of being more aware of how much I do say it. But it's just a fun word to say. And the other day, I just said it around my brother when I went to. When they came down to Southern California to Palm Springs to like they were for a couple of days, and I said it around my younger brother, and my brother was like, you know, I've never understood that phrase, and I was like, well, you know what? Then I don't really have time to explain it, and that's on period, love. No, I didn't say that, but it was just funny that he knew what that is because my brother is also someone that's not really like with social media, but he knew what that is. And so, yeah. Oh, locals, they're so interesting to me. And you know, in some regards, I can be considered a local because, again, I don't have that many followers, but like, I feel like I just understand, I grasp social media more than I think other people grasp it. Because like, there's just people that like are just so like, they really just don't get it. Like, they just don't get it. And it's so hard to explain unless you just get it. And I'm making no sense right now, but if you get it, you get it. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me? You feel me? Yeah, okay, for sure. No cap. God, I'm so annoying. I'm actually not annoying. I need to, you know, not, I need to eliminate self, deprecate, self, negative self-talk, I should say, you know? What was I talking about? Oh, the songs I've been listening to. So there's this other artist name, I don't know how to spell her, I don't know how to say it, but it's Zavivia, Zhavia Ward. She has a song called 17, and the whole album's really good because this album's also called 17. It's really good, but Zhavia Ward. And then there's Who I Am by Bassie. There's also Handsome featuring Megan Thee Stallion and Chance the Rapper. Oh, let's talk about Hot Girl Summer, the song. Oh my god, another thing. So many. Okay. I'm not gonna get into that, but there's so many locals that just like owe Megan a check for like abusing the phrase hot girl summer. Like, so many locals deserve to give Megan so much more money. And I could sit here and like rant about that, but like, you know what? Those people who owe Megan a check aren't losing sleep over it, so I shouldn't either. But yeah, oh my god, this is random too. So I am so tired. One thing, another reason why that guy, the Cancer Sun and Moon Boy I went on a date with, why he's not a good fit with me, because I asked him like what's his thoughts on Lorde randomly, because you know, like first two date things, talking about music taste or whatever. And he said he didn't really like he's not a big fan of Lorde. He likes her first album, Pure Heroine, and I'm just like, no. Like, baby, like Melodrama is just chef's kiss. Like, it's everything and then some. Like, she is that girl. Like, she is essentially just, she is like the mother I never had. She is just, you know, like, she's like the cliche, like, not cliche, but like, she is just encompasses everything. She is not only reality, but she is celestial. You know what I mean? She is the cornerstone of just everything. You know, she is everything. Like, it is everything. Melodrama, the album. Okay, let me make some sense. No, Melodrama is like one of the best albums of all time. It just had its 2-year anniversary this last a couple weeks ago, or back in May or June. And I'm just tired of letting boys. I don't get it. Like, a boy will not waste my time if they don't like Melodrama. Like, you cannot. I literally lose sexual interest in someone if they do not like Melodrama, like the album, or if they have never listened to it. And I just wish I was joking, but I'm not joking. Like, I'm not joking. The album Melodrama is just so, it is just so, and I'm just like, it's just great. It is just great. And it, you know what? It's when, you know, it's the type of thing you listen to when, you know, you're feeling a little bit down and, you know, you're just like, you're not really feeling like everything. You know, you're just having like kind of a little bit of an out of body experience with life, you know, and all this stuff. And it just, there's a song for every but single buddy, everybody. And it's just like, it's just great. It's just great. You know, I think Mozart would shed a tear. I think Louis XIII, he's not a musician, but I'm sure, you know what, he would have Lorde, he would have statues of Lorde somewhere, you know, where, whatever, Europe, sure. It's just so good, and I miss her. Lorde, we are waiting for you patiently, and we love you. And I'm just glad there's kind of like this like cult following of Lorde. It's like an underground type of thing where everyone, not cult, I shouldn't compare it to a cult thing, but like there's just like, if you like Lorde in the way that like I do and other people do, like you got a big dick, and like, no, you get it. Like, you just get it. Like, you just get it. And yeah. So when the guy told me he didn't like Melodrama, I promise you, it was like not a red flag, but it was just like, oh, like it was like, you know, it dropped his meter in my mind a little bit. And some people would say I shouldn't be so critical, like I shouldn't be, because okay, so oh my god, so there's this song, So there's this song, if I can find it, if I can find it. Oh my God. Hold on, I have to find it because I don't want to quote the wrong song. So is it this one? Hold on. I'm not gonna play it, but I'm just gonna look up the lyrics because Sonia by Jamala Woods, if I'm saying that right, featuring Nitty Scott. And it's such a beautiful song. And so again, Sonia, Sonia. The song is called Sonia, featuring Nitty, Nitty Scott, and it's by Jamala Woods off the album Legacy. And there's a verse in the song where she says, and it's just the very first time I heard the song, way back when it was like released or whatever. Now I only trust patterns, not apologies. First date questions: what's your ideologies? Do you love yourself? Are you healing your trauma? What's your concept of wealth? Do you check on your mama? And it's just like that song is like such, again, chef kiss, just first date like mindset. Like you should listen to the song before you go on a first date because the way the whole song sets up, it's just so great. And it's just like knowing your worth and knowing that like, not to like quote Beyonce, but you are part of something bigger type of thing. You know what I mean? And like you have a legacy to like protect with your family and you have to honor the blessings in your life and all this stuff. You know what I mean? And so I promise you, I asked this guy on his sec on the, our second date, like, what's your concept of wealth? Because I think it's such an important concept of wealth or question to ask. Like, what is your concept of wealth? And he answered it very like interesting because he was like, he said, like, it was kind of funny to me. It was some sort of like kitchen appliance, I forgot, or some sort of, it was like some mixing bowl or something. He said, he's like, if you have that, like, that means like you've made it. You know what I mean? And I was like, I get it. Like, agree. Like, concept of wealth, like, like he obviously like looks at like material possessions as like that answer means that he looks at something material possessions and like as like you've made it. You know what I mean? But wealth to me is a concept that like is not gonna like, yeah, like being wealthy type of thing and having nice things like can provide you easy things in life and can help your life and enhance your life, but it's not gonna be the most fulfilling thing in your life, you know? And like the idea, oh my God, why am I talking about this? No one even, I'm gonna talk about it because why? I don't have to explain myself. So I'm gonna talk about it and whoever listened to this is gonna listen to it, period. Okay, so like the when I think of the question, what's your concept of wealth? You know, it's like, I would be doing, if I could do like something that I'm passionate about, whether it's like entertaining other people or helping other people or being or doing what I know like is my, what's the word? Like my soul's purpose in this life, which is like, again, to help people, to entertain people and all that jazz. If I'm doing that, I do not care like the extra amount of money that I have as long as I'm able to, buy like some, like the food that I particularly enjoy, that maybe like the normal, like the, I guess if I could kind of pick where I want to live, but like I don't really need like X all this excess amount of money. I don't need to have these super, super, super nice things, but I do like nice things, you know what I mean? And the concept of wealth. So that in a way also sounds material like materialistic, but I also like being like well traveled isn't also any idea of concept of wealth, and I would want to do that with like if I had like excessive amounts of money, you know what I mean? Like it's just not about having things, it's like wealth, you know? And so yeah. What I was getting with all this is like, is it too critical of me to like ask like questions like when I'm getting to know someone and like very much peg them like, oh, is this like the one person or is it not? Because I'm at the end of the day, like I don't go on dates all the time, you know, I should like give more guys a chance, you know, or like give more people a chance to get to know me. But like I also look at it like, don't waste my time because like I always joke like, oh yeah, I'm looking for a boy to waste my time, but I'm really not because at the end of the day, like we are all young, and like I feel like part of being young is you don't want to be tied down. Like why? Like I was just having this conversation with, again, my friend Javin that actually was the one that like kind of initiated me going, like the one that was with me at Mendocino Farms. We were both talking like we're all so young, and like let's all have perspective. Let's all honestly think. Do we all honestly believe like the ones in relationships right now, like who are like my age, like 20, 19, 21, or you know, like 22? Like have we all met our soulmate? Have we all like, you know, like just like found the one and like we're gonna be like in love and did all this stuff. Like I think it's interesting because I've talked about this with so many friends. Like, my idea of fundamental relationships is just very different from some people in my life. Like, I look at it like dating someone is you date someone, and then if you guys end up getting married, cool, you know what I mean? But you don't have to like make a commitment to someone, because once you make a commitment, and maybe this is just me because I have an issue with like not an issue, but like I have a little bit of a something there with commitment and all this stuff. It's just like you don't have to. What is the point? Like, why are people putting pressure on them to like live this life with this person that encompasses everything in their life? You know what I mean? Like, you need to be your whole person before you even think about putting someone else on your roster. You know what I mean? Like, before you even think about adding another player on your team, you know? Like, you need to be your whole person, and and that's part of the reason why too, like, I'm not in the place where I need to be dating someone type of thing, because like I still have so much shit I need to figure out with me. I still have so much life I need to live and dreams I want to have. Like, I have so many dreams, and at the end of the day, like, a boy will never get in the way of that for me, period. Like, if I would break up with any single boy, like in the next year I was dating a boy, and then like I had to break up with him, or I would be on Big Brother next year, which I am. I am on Big Brother season 22. I am 21. It is the year 2020. I am on Big Brother season 22. I am 21. It is the year 2020. I say that mantra all the time because it's true. Anyways, so if I, in my preparation of getting on to Big Brother next year, if I had to break up with a boy, to be honest, I would do it. Because a boy will not be stopping any one of my dreams. Like, it just won't happen. It just won't happen. I will never sacrifice myself for a boy. Because why? Even if I love them. Even if I love them. Because at the end of the day, like, love can kind of be temporary. Or love can go through waves. You can have, like, whew. The girls are gonna get mad at this, you know? Like, maybe some people aren't ready for this conversation. No. I don't know. That could also, you know, might be my heart chakra trying to like unblock itself, you know. I don't know. No. I just think, you know, let's all be young, and let's all, you know, be smart, but also like have fun and not be super, super reckless, and just be, at the end of the day, like, I don't like breaking someone's heart, or like, you know, being someone to like be really mean to someone, and like in a relationship type of thing. Like, obviously, like, it's just not okay, but let's all have perspective. Let's all be smart. You know what I mean? Like, we're all young. I'm talking about people my age. Like, I'm not talking about people who are like 24 or 25. You know what I mean? I'm talking about people who are 20. I'm talking about people in their first 3 years of college. Like, you think you're so like privileged to like met, like, you're gonna fall in love with your college bae. Like, shut up. Like, shut up. But let's all have perspective. Like, there are people who fall in love when they're 30, people who fall in love when they're 50, you know, people who fall in love, like, who, like, it's just, let's all not be so hung up about being with someone. Let's all be with ourselves first. Like, can we just, oh my God, I'm talking to the void, guys. I'm preaching. I'm like literally that meme of the someone like sitting there and like screaming at the ocean. You know what I mean? But like, you get what I mean? Like, it's just like, let's all chill. Let's all like read a book and like date ourselves and just stay hydrated and just, you know, like, get to know ourselves. And that's one thing, you know, I feel like I've learned a lot about myself this last summer, and everyone says that. Every fucking person says that every fucking summer. I learned so much about myself, but it's true. Like, I've realized through like and this, I even had a moment when I was on the date, the second date with that guy. I was like, because the guy was like, oh, like, he said something pretty much like saying that, like, kind of like pretty much saying I'm like an introvert, kind of like that. He didn't say the word introvert, but he's pretty much saying, like, you know, like, I don't talk. Like, he was like, oh, I feel like I've been talking a lot. And he does talk a lot. And like, I talk a lot all the time, but like, it takes a while. And I've realized it takes a while for me to open up someone. I think that's also why with this, I haven't been getting a lot of feedback on this podcast. So I don't know, like, what you guys want, because I'm willing to attune to the people around me and like present myself in a certain way that like is obviously the most entertaining for the people around me, you know? But like, it is hard for me to open up sometimes. Like, even at work, like, I have coworkers that feel like they're just now saying, like, oh my God, like you're finally kind of opening up to us, you know? Even my manager said that to me the other day, and it's just like, it's hard because I think I, oh my God, the washing machine's going off. I think I takes a while for me to open up because, it just, you know, through experiences in my life, you know, and that's valid. And oh my God, what was that sentence? Hold on. I wish I could rewind and hear myself say that. I pretty much have said through the experiences. Oh my God, I can't believe. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I can just pinpoint possible, and I don't want to get into all of it, because it could be there for. I'm not here to talk about, the reasons why I am, because that's not really entertaining. But I can pinpoint possible explanations why it would be hard for me to open up to people. And I'm not trying to sound like a victim, because I think that's a lot of things in my life where I don't like. I'm not a victim, and my life is very filled with a lot of privilege and a lot of loving people and a lot of amazing opportunities and things I've been able to do and experiences. And I really, there's a lot of people that have a lot of worse than for me. And so I never want to be the person that like thinks like, oh, I have it hard because my life is really great. And I'm not trying to sound braggadocious. I'm not trying to sound cocky or like ungrateful, because like I am very, I promise you, I count my blessings like twice every single day. I say I thank you to the health of my friends, my family. I thank people for the things, the material things I have, the place where I am, the essential things like food and water and shelter, like for the obviously the first world things like my phone, my computer, this mic, like I said, the ability to even have a job, like ability to sleep somewhere, to have like a bed, you know what I mean? Like my life is great, so I don't, whew, I just, I don't like writing off past experiences of my life, because even in moments where I haven't, like, this is the happiest I've ever been in my life is right now. Even when I look at back at moments where in high school where I wasn't happy and like it affected my ways in my life in more ways than one, and I'm gonna look at those experiences, and even though they may not have been great, I'm very thankful for them, and I'm not a victim for my bad experiences, because I've learned so much and I've realized and I can recognize through those experiences that I know more about like what I want out of life, and I know my worth, and I know that I just have an understanding of myself, and I have an understanding of why certain things play a role in who I am now and how I walk, how I walk in this life, like why I move the way I move, you know what I mean? And so to kind of round this all out is I am the type of person, and as of lately, that is difficult for me to maybe possibly open up to people. And I think it's because I just need to be able to read someone and not, I don't know, like I don't feel like I don't want to get into all of it, but and like oh my god, it's not making sense, but yeah, some like I don't have to even explain myself, it just sometimes. Like I've recognized in the last year, but especially the last like 4 months, 3 months, it is difficult for me to sometimes open up to people. But when I do, they're really delighted. I think they're even caught off guard sometimes, because I really am this very much like bold. I'm very speak my mind, and sometimes I get, I sometimes I'm pegged as like this quiet person. Sometimes I'm, and I'm not, again, that's, there's nothing wrong with that, because, but like, I also think about the reason why I think about this, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately, is like, I am on Big Brother season 22. I am 21. It is the year 2020. While I'm on Big Brother, I hope that my personality shines through very efficiently and like soon, not later, you know what I mean? And so I also think about it, well, hopefully me hard opening up to people isn't like holding me back and isn't like allowing me to not have opportunities that I am deserving of, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's just one thing where I think I've maybe I'm being too hard on myself, and maybe, but I wonder, like, let me open up. This is a great way to end this, because I'm talking for 53 minutes. But to people who have listened to this, thank you for obviously listening. But get back to me, like, ask. I want to know from people who listen to this and people who care about me and people who like what I like, or people who like the things I talk about and the content the small amount of content I do provide is like, do you find yourself hard to open up to people? Because I think in like some capacity we all do, but what type of people? Because I think maybe what it is I think I have a hard time opening up myself when it comes to people who, like maybe it's like guys, like type of thing, like things like romantic interests of mine, and people where I feel like, yeah, I think that's what it is. But so at work, I think if I'm not. I think if I don't see us really getting along in a whole capacity, I won't really like be myself around a lot of people. And I don't mean that. It just, it's hard. Whew. Well, that was a lot to unpack there. But anyways, if thank you guys for listening to this. This is a little weird of a note to end on, but if you guys think, I want to know from people listening to this, because it is an important topic to be aware of. If you have a difficult opening up and like truly being your everything and then some type of person or yourself, you know what I mean? Like I always like to say if you have a difficulty being your everything and then some, meaning just you, what type of people is it hard for you to like kind of open up to, you know? And I mean, like I want to take people out of the equation that obviously are like bigoted or ignorant, you know, because like no matter who you are type of thing or whatever like group you're part of or you identify as, like it's obviously going to be hard to like be yourself around people who just have small narrow-minded perspectives, you know. I'm talking about like normal people who are like open people and like they're not judgmental people. Like even then, what are the type of people that like are hard for you to open up to? Because like when you recognize it, then you're able to like pinpoint like, okay, then maybe I need to work on that. Because I think again, like it's hard for me to open up to like romantic people in my life, you know. And I guess people who like I guess coworkers too, but like I think a lot of people have that. But I think there's something more with the whole me not opening up to my coworkers, which I know where a lot of it comes from, but I gotta figure out like the right way to put it. And I don't think I'm at the place where I can talk about it right now. Not that it's bad, I just have to think, I have to dwell on it a little bit more. Okay, that was all that. I'm gonna go, it's 10 p.m. right now, exactly when I'm done recording this. But thank you guys for listening. I'm gonna go upload this before I sleep and then tweet about it probably. Good night. In case nobody tell or I want you guys to know that, you know, you deserve to be satisfied with each and every single day of your life. Remember that there are people in this world that no, what was I gonna say? You again, yeah, you deserve to be satisfied with each and every single day of your life. And there are people that might do things that like make you think that like you're undeserving of wanting to live the lifestyle that you want to live. And you just have to listen to yourself. You have to listen to your gut. You have to obviously be respectful to people around you, but you know yourself better than you think. And you deserve to, as long as you aren't negatively impacting other people or you're like purposely going out of your way to make someone's life worse, you deserve to live the life how you like want to live, especially if you're just trying to help people, especially if you're just trying to be a good person, as we all should be being good people, you know? I don't know if that makes sense what I was trying to end it on, but yes. Hope the rest of your night, morning, day, afternoon, evening, anything that you listen to this, anytime goes well. And I am rooting for you and your ability to change your life for the better. And I mean that. I really do. Because once you start actively pinpointing ways to improve your life and being diligent with it and being with intention and being what's the word I'm thinking of? You know, deliberate with your intention to change your life for the better, you can see change very efficiently and very effectively. Okay, goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. And please rate this podcast, share it. And yeah, thanks for listening. Hopefully, I'll upload soon. I do believe in quality content over quantity. I think I said that right. Quality over quality over quantity. Okay, I'm talking too much. I think that's goodbye. Thanks for listening and ciao.